This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
On Broadway, there were nights where tickets were only sold to people who identified as black. Are you going to do that in the West End?
I'm so excited to, yeah.
A theater on London's West End is going to be hosting blackout nights, where essentially they say only black audience members are able to watch the play tonight, no white people allowed. What? And this is because they believe black people need to feel safe in the theater and protected from the white gaze. I did say that. Let's talk about it. Yeah, you better. Guys, before we get into this video, please like and subscribe. I'm doing my best to constantly keep you updated on the clown world news that we're experiencing in today's time. And today is one of those days. Now, you all know that I was a theater kid. I am a theater adult. Your girl loves going to see shows, musicals, plays, you name it. I will be there. And today's story really irks me because we have a theater on London's West End that is doing blackout nights where the shows are just for black audience members and no one else. Now, this is for a show in London called Slave Play. Of course, it is called Slave Play, and it is actually featuring a very prominent actor who I'm sure many of you are familiar with, Kit Harington from Game of Thrones. Now, the person who wrote up this play, Jeremy O'Harris, says he's so excited to host these black-only audience shows because he wants black people to feel comfortable when they're going to the theater. Because apparently, us black folk don't feel safe going to watch a play or a musical for some reason. They've also placed a degree of importance on being in a theater surrounded by people who look like you. How that makes sense, I have no idea, considering when we all go to the theater, we're watching the show, not the fellow audience members who are sitting around us. Please make that make sense. Now, the writer of this play was recently on the BBC to defend his views on these blackout nights. Let's watch.
No one is saying that by inviting black audiences here, you were uninvited.
On Broadway, there were nights where tickets were only sold to people who identified as black. Are you going to do that in the West End?
I'm so excited to, yeah.
You are?
Yeah. I mean, I think that one of the things that we have to remember is that people have to be radically invited into a space to know that they belong there. And in most of our country, in most places in the West, poor people and black people have been told that they do not belong inside of the theater.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you guys right now, I'm gonna have to constantly interject in this video. Why do people need to be radically invited into a space to know that they are capable of going? I'm sure many of you watching right now, of all different colors, shapes, sizes, creeds, religions, have been to the theater, and it's not because you were radically invited to do so. When you tell people you're gonna put on a show specifically for one race, what does that sound like to you? Does it in fact sound an awful lot like the Jim Crow South of the 1960s, because to me, I'm getting notes of that. With all that being said, just in case what he's saying is true, I would like to formally and radically invite all the people of color who are watching this YouTube video right now to continue watching. You are indeed invited to do so. I know you might not feel safe, but I'm trying to make this a very inclusive space for you. Do you guys hear how demeaning that sounds? But I digress. Let's keep watching.
In America, Jim Crow existed to literally tell them that they could not sit in the same theater as white people.
And now we'd like to do the same thing in the present day in London. Make that make sense.
And so for me, as someone who wants and yearns for black and brown people to be in the theater, who comes from a working class environment, and so wants like people who do not make, you know, over six figures a year to feel like theater is a place for them, it is a necessity to radically invite them in with initiatives that say you're invited, specifically you.
Right. And if the price of that is saying to people who are, just because they're white, you can't come, you're not allowed in this space, does that make you uncomfortable?
Well, no one's saying, listen, there are a litany of places in our country, in all of our countries, that are generally inhabited by only white people. And no one has questions about that. And no one is saying that by inviting black audiences here, you were uninvited. The idea of a blackout night is to say, this is a night that we are specifically inviting black people.
Except what you are actually saying is that only black identifying, and they really say black identifying people, are allowed to come and watch this show. So what does that mean? Does that mean if a white person shows up, they're going to be able to get in and sit down and watch your show? No. So in fact, what you are doing is saying white people, or really any other race than black, you are not allowed to come to this show. And the fact that he's sort of bobbing and weaving from that truth, which is the reality of what he's doing, should tell you that he knows deep down what he's doing is wrong. And again, I want to emphasize this sort of demeaning way in which he views black people, that we must be radically invited, that we're so poor, that we're not really educated enough to go to the theater. And even when we do, we don't feel safe around other white people. Come on, give black people a little bit more credit, because this is getting, quite frankly, ridiculous. And somehow, this black man managed to make it into the theater. He managed to write a show called Slave Play that had its run on Broadway and is now in the London's West End. How exactly did he do that, if he was so fearful of the theater and all the white folk running around?
To fill up the space, to feel safe with a lot of other black people in a place where they often do not feel safe.
Okay, and does it play differently? Does the theater feel different?
100%. It feels...
In what way? Explain.
I think that... let's not act as though we do not know that culturally, black audiences and white audiences respond to things differently.
There is so much to challenge here when it comes to his viewpoint and his worldview and the fact that this has been happening and people are supporting it. Of course, there's the blatant racism of segregating a theater as if we are living in the Jim Crow South, which is not the case. There is the demeaning manner in which he references black people and talks about our inability to be in a theater and feel safe with people who do not look like us. And of course, there is the sheer lack of logic in everything that he's saying. By simply being in a theater surrounded by other black people and people who may or may not look like you, does that automatically make you safe? Does that automatically make you comfortable? Because to me, it doesn't. I have no idea who these people are. Yes, we might share a similar skin tone, but that means absolutely nothing. I still do not know you. I do not know if you are a good or a bad person. I don't know if I support your personal beliefs. Yet we are insinuating that that is the case because we've built this narrative surrounding blackness that just because we look alike, we somehow share some experience, and we do not. It is simply not the case. So not only is this logically inconsistent, it is blatantly racist, and it is demeaning towards black people who have been and will continue to enjoy the theater for time to come. And it's not just the playwright who is supporting this move. The director says that performances like these are, quote, a purposeful creation of an environment in which an all-black identifying audience can experience and discuss an event in the performing arts, film, and cultural spaces free from the white gaze, end quote. Free from the white gaze. Let me repeat that for you. So what is it that's going on with white people that their gaze is somehow racist as well? Do you guys have like lasers coming out of your eyes that incinerate black people upon viewing them? There is something so deeply racist being said and reinforced here. And the fact that this is allowed is insane to me. How is this not illegal to segregate a performance like this and tell people that only those of a certain race are able to attend? The fact that some even appreciate these measures is astounding to me. But you know what? There's a little bit of a loophole here. The director said an all-black identifying audience. So what I call for, I think, is a ton of white people in London to show up to this show on the blackout day and say that you simply identify as being black. That's what we can do these days with gender and sexuality and all of these different things. Why not do the same with race? And maybe, just maybe, they'll wake up to the fact that this is a blatantly racist, disgusting thing to have play out. And other theater directors have decided to chime in on this whole blackout night thing. Nadia Fall says, quote, the blackout performance is part of addressing that imbalance, offering a night to center and celebrate the black experience. I've said it before, and I will say it again. There is no such thing as the black experience. We have our own individual experiences, and those may be experienced by somebody who happens to be black, but there is no shared black experience. As I said at the top of this video, I have always loved the theater. Part of that is that I love to be entertained. Another is that I love to entertain. But more so than both of those things is that so many different people of different backgrounds, experiences, ages, colors, creeds, religions, person can come together to sit in a theater and experience a show right before their eyes. And where we do all come from different backgrounds, we share one experience in sitting together and watching a show. And after that, you get to leave, you get to discuss how you viewed that from all of the different viewpoints and vantage points that you got within one room. And this flies in the face of that sort of philosophy when it comes to theater. By separating theaters and shows based on race, you are separating our society. And while these people may be convinced that they are somehow ushering in an era of unity, they are in fact doing the exact opposite. This is clear and blatant division. It is so clear and blatant that if you compare this to what was happening in America in the 1960s during Jim Crow, you would see the exact same thing we are seeing now. Yet they think that they are being progressive, even though they are digging us back into a hole of racial animosity and racial divide that we managed to get out of decades ago. Theater and media, art, entertainment, culture is meant to be enjoyed by all. And when we see shows like this and productions like this, we should not give them the time of day. In fact, what we should do is radically disinvite them from being on stage. But those are just my thoughts. I would love to hear your thoughts in the comments down below. As always, I encourage healthy disagreements, so you can duke it out in the comments below, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys. And I will see you next time. Bye, guys. Yeah, you better.